This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us. The Don and Mike
Show. Being careful, it's very important to me. Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
That's close.
I'm the oldest man in the world. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
They give love a bad name. Don and Mike.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I like rape.
Of course you do. Tomorrow we'll talk about Robbie's vasectomy.
Yes.
All of the details. Phones should be back up and operating tomorrow. We really have missed your phone calls today.
Looking forward to that.
Plus, tomorrow I want to talk to my brother, Jim.
Yeah.
He's got some holiday stories to tell us.
Very good.
Also, we'll get into the mess that is our fantasy football season.
Oh. Yeah, the only question I would have is, what happened?
John Norman is what happened.
Oh, okay.
So we'll discuss all of that tomorrow. Now let's get right to the news with our friend Buzz Girdley. Hi there, Buzz. How the hell are you?
I'm doing well. Hi, Donna, Mike. Here's some late-breaking stuff.
Hold on. Also, tomorrow we'll have the Wheel of Holly.
Yes.
And Rob tells me that it's out of control.
Ooh.
Holly Morris about Hannah Montana tickets.
Oh, my God. That's her perfect subject right
Holly
there.
Holly and 10 six-year-olds.
Oh, wonderful.
It's bad medicine.
She's scaring them.
There's Hannah Montana right here.
Exactly. Didn't you know that Hannah Montana had a sister? It's Holly Montana. We're twins. You didn't know that? Stop laughing. Keep singing. We're having a concert here live this morning at Justice Just for Girls in Gainesville, where we are indeed having
that bitch.
Happy 08.
You are a cheating, lying whore.
Hey, Holly, how about a golf cart ride?
Six-year-olds are the quiet ones.
Okay, mm-hmm. So tomorrow we'll hear Holly Morris with the out-of-control Hannah Montana chicks. Buzz, you had breaking news.
Late-breaking stuff. In this afternoon, Roger Clemens, for example, is suing for defamation the personal trainer who says he used steroids. The trainer, Brian McNamee, is expected to file a countersuit. Today, Clemens released an audio tape of a phone conversation he had with McNamee in which McNamee expressed remorse about causing Clemens all this trouble. How this helps Clemens' defense, I'm not sure.
Here's the dealio on that, in case you didn't get the show early today. Mike and I pretty much gave our opinion on Roger Clemens right away, right 3 o'clock. Is it short?
Yeah, I mean, you and I have been on the receiving end and the giving end of a little twisting of the truth over the years, and it just he doesn't really hold up. He doesn't really hold up.
This man appears to be lying.
Yeah. And I read an article today that indicated what he has done now by going on 60 Minutes is legally he really has painted himself into a box.
Really?
Because if he expects to go before Congress and give them the same thing.
He can't say what Mark McGuire said.
Yeah, he can't do that. He can't duck it. It'll be interesting to see what happens going forward.
He could go to jail. Michael Vick, speaking of jail.
Here's some more. Just a little Roger Clemens. Here he is last night. He is angry.
I'm angry that what I've done for the game of baseball and as a person in my private life, what I've done, that I don't get the benefit of the doubt. The stuff that's being said is ridiculous. It's hogwash for people to even assume this. 24, 25 years, Mike, you'd think I'd get an inch of respect. An inch. How can you prove your innocence?
An inch.
All right, I tell you, right? And I heard this last night, and now I realize that as you're playing that, my issue, and this is a big, big problem he's got. What I've done for the game of baseball.
Yeah.
That's you got it all wrong there, Rocket.
Other way around.
It really is the other way around.
Right. What you've done is whore out a bunch of teams to get millions of dollars for playing like 8 games a year.
Baseball's been incredible to you. You've got talent, but Jesus, I mean to say what I've done for baseball,
maybe
and
out of touch.
Besides the fact that he said I'm fixing, and he sounded like just like as I mentioned before, I'm gonna get my axe and go cut me down, Paul Bunyan's big blue ox.
If I got that stuff, I'd be pulling a rocket ship around my teeth.
when your opening statement to Mike Wallace is, hey, I'm owed more than this, that's not the way to sell the fact that you are not guilty of these charges of cheating.
Because if you are deluded in that regard, then perhaps you're deluded in your perception of reality when it comes to the steroid issue.
Exploitive and litigious.
Oh, we are.
And
never happened. And if I have these needles and these steroids and all these drugs, where did I get them? Where's the person that gave them to me? Please come forward.
Roger, be careful what ye ask for. You really have to be careful. You know, the thing is, it is innocent until proven guilty, and nobody does know for sure. It's hard. You just have to judge a guy based on his appearance. But the fact is, it's very strange to hear a guy say, what I've done for baseball, and think that he's got it in perspective.
Yeah,
And it worries me when you hear that.
And the other thing is, when he says he's getting a B12 shot, I'm not a professional athlete. There's a surprise. But I've seen a lot of them.
You've seen North Dallas 40 also.
And that's where I think B12 shots, that's the era, I believe, that they were popular back in the 70s.
Give me a B12 shot. That's what I want.
So what Roger Clemens is saying is that he wants a B12 shot, which was popular among athletes 30 years ago. And the other thing that he got a shot in the ass for was a pain shot for his knee.
You know what the sad thing about it is? If he is telling the truth, and none of us really can say definitively whether he is or he isn't.
But wouldn't you get the shot in your knee instead of your ass?
It would seem to be the case, but even if he is telling the truth, you could almost make a case for coming out and just saying, yeah, I was involved with that, the way Andy Pettit did. I mean, you're not hearing Andy Pettit's name as much. You're not hearing that because Andy Pettit said, yes, I was involved with it. I regret it. You know, it was a time. It was a mistake.
That's how you
blah,
get the
blah,
heat
blah.
Up.
It just seems
you're
to
right
me
about
that,
Andy Pettit. Yeah, right, because they were best buddies, right?
Yeah.
And it was the same guy.
But even though I'm saying that, how sick is that what I just said? Because you're realizing, hey, even if you are innocent, in order to get the heat off you, you got to come out and say, hey, I was guilty. And that really is the situation he's in right now.
I'm so glad that in my relationship with Janet, that I can be honest enough with her to say, listen, as one who's been there, whatever the situation, if it's a general manager asking us if we said something, if we did something, whatever it is, I said, I just know the look of someone who's lying.
He had it right from the beginning.
The guy's just lying.
Did your former trainer, Brian McNamee, ever inject you with anything?
Yes, he did.
What?
Lidocaine and B12. It's for my joints, and B12 I take still today.
And that's all?
That's it.
Never a human growth hormone?
Never.
Never testosterone?
Never.
And never an anabolic steroid?
Never.
Well, if he's clean, more power to him. And if he's not, it's going to bite him in the ass. And here's the part that really rubbed me the wrong way. Like, after all of this, Roger Clemens, poor martyr, been put through so much. Here's what he says.
But I'm tired of answering to him. That's probably why I will not ever play again.
Hold on.
You're also, you know, your time has passed. You proved that on the field this year.
But I'm tired of answering to him.
That's almost like, I'm tired of you making me those slimy,
sloppy eggs.
Very much like that.
But I'm tired of answering to him.
What not?
That's probably why I will not ever play again.
Oh, what not?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not going to throw the ball for us anymore.
Beware of the man who's been having his ass kissed for his whole life.
I don't want to answer to it. I want to slide off and be just a citizen.
You're retired.
Just a citizen.
Probably.
You are a citizen, you egomaniacal oaf.
What not?
Oh, not for sure. But
Jesus.
I would say yes. If I had to sit here and tell you right now, I would say yes. You'll never see me pitch again.
I'm fixing not to pitch again.
Just a citizen. So now he's elevated himself to military status.
If I was on ye steroids, I could pull a truck with my teeth.
I'm fixing to slide off and be a regular citizen.
What not?
And Michael Vick could get out of prison early. Yahoo Sports says Vick's been transferred to a federal prison in Kansas.
You know what? That's why you light candles, friends. That's why you light candles.
Yeah, prison in Kansas. He's applied to enter a drug rehab program that's only available there.
I have to ask, so you lit a candle for Michael Vick?
Every day, Mike.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't know you were pulling for him that much.
Vick's accepted, he could be out in 12 months instead of 23. The latest on Dr. Phil and Britney and the state of your television entertainment when we continue.
Let me light one right now for Mike Vick.
There we go. Like real quick, you know what I did also on Christmas Eve?
What?
Went to church. I went to Midnight Mass.
Why?
That's what I asked God.
I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They believe in God, and he believes in them. Don and Mike.
Right. Hi there. Hi, non-believer.
Hi, Donna Mike.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm good.
Yes. How are things over there in the room of the eternally damned?
It's actually rather comfortable.
You know, I should point out, Lane Hansen is an atheist.
Laney.
in the movie The Contender.
Oh, okay, right.
She makes a big deal about it. She she speaks to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do now. The doctor is out. Dr. Phil is out of the Britney Spears story as quickly as he appeared. Britney's dad, Jamie, is like Britney, angry that Dr. McGraw has been making public statements about Britney's mental health or lack thereof. He's asking his ex-wife and other members of the family not to cooperate with Dr.
Leave Britney alone!
Phil says, slut, skank, whore.
Well, there's why. Phil says he won't be doing a special Britney show now after all. Seen any good TV lately? The writer's strike continues with still no talk scheduled between them and the producers. There is some spotty progress. Not only has David Letterman...
I don't like spotting.
I know you don't.
Spotty is always bad. I never heard anything good about spotting.
Almost Girls, always. Go see your doctor.
Not only is David Letterman's company settled with the writers, but now Tom Cruise's film company, United Artists MGM, is reportedly close to a deal. Harvey Weinstein and Lionsgate may not be far behind, and these deals may set the standard for other producers as well.
Harvey Weinstein, fat guy.
Let's make a deal and we'll work.
Other producers cannot be happy with Letterman for basically giving the writers what they want, a fair share of the profits from their work that appears on the internet. The striking writers, meanwhile, are unhappy with Jay Leno because even though he's a union writer, he's gone back to work without his brethren, writing his own jokes in spite of the strike.
He's a stain.
Leno insists that under the union's own rules, he's allowed to write material for himself, just not for other performers. ABC's Jimmy Kimmel also went back to work without writers, and because so many performers are refusing to cross picket lines, both he and Leno are hard up for guests. So they have agreed to appear as guests on each other's shows.
This is what I don't get. I mean, is Jay Leno really that dumb? I understand that that Letterman has writers.
Right.
Now, I've seen Conan O'Brien.
Right.
Conan O'Brien has come out, talks off the top of his head, makes the show go.
Funny man.
Can't Leno do the same thing? Or can't Leno simply write down a joke in his kitchen, remember what it is, and then bring it into work?
He doesn't have to remember what it is. He can give it to the cue card guy.
In fact, he's been doing that. He says he's been writing his own jokes.
And that's what they're getting mad at him for, right? They're saying that he can't write anything at all.
Right. Well, you've heard the jokes, right?
Yeah.
The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and The Colbert Report also returned tonight, also without writers. All the talk show hosts had to come back after being off the air for two whole months. Some good has come of the strike, however. The Golden Globe Award, set for this Sunday on NBC, is very much up in the air. The writers' unions refused to grant a waiver to let union writers put the show together.
Well, that's good. All those award shows are a waste of time anyway.
There's, there's another one night after tomorrow on CBS as
People's
well.
People's Choice with Queen Latifah.
And what they've done is sent out film crews to get the responses from the winners taped in advance so nobody has to cross the picket line. They may have to do the same for the Golden Globes this weekend. And without stars, of course, there can be no red carpet.
Stars!
Well, that's why we call it star power.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Now, the show that will go on is the New Hampshire primary tomorrow as the presidential election season gets up to speed. Barack Obama, after winning the Iowa caucus, is expected to do at least as well in tomorrow's test run. He now leads Hillary Clinton by 13 points, and today it sounds like the pressure got to Hillary.
Perhaps, we've got the tape of her flipping out.
Mm-hmm.
Will you put that in there? Perhaps, I know we're running out of time today. Maybe tomorrow we can talk about how idiotic and we are like, we are morons and they are morons. They've all figured out since Obama won and Huckabee won that we must want a change in Washington.
What?
So, now, so they're all saying the same thing.
The magic word is now change.
I mean, these guys, both Huckabee and Obama, have been using that in their campaigns from the very beginning, and now they're all using
it.
It's so
word.
Ridiculous.
Like, here's Hillary Clinton today. What's the setup on this thing, Buzz?
She is just apparently cracking under the pressure at a campaign appearance in New Hampshire today.
You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards, you know, so, you know, this is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening.
The year got off to a bad start for another woman. We'll have her story when we continue.
Hmm.
Oh, poor Hill. Well,
yeah.
Maybe you get the high hard one from Bubba.
I doubt it.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Well, what have we here?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word for Planet Crackpot?
Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
We hope our phones are fixed by tomorrow. We'll chat with you cats again. Now here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, the year got off to a poor start for 40-year-old Anna O'Malley of Brooklyn, New York. Her phone started ringing early in the morning on January 2nd. People were answering the ad. Men, specifically.
You are a cheating, lying whore.
They're very close. They were calling to make indecent proposals. But Anna didn't place the Craigslist ad.
Woohoo! Party, people!
It was someone known only as IGotJungleFever@gmail.com.
Oh, that's me.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, we're out of time. Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh. What the heck? That was fast, Buzz.
Yeah. Oh, we filled up a lot of time today.
Yeah, we did. And we didn't even hear about the Rob's generous scrotum.
No.
Tomorrow.
I'll call you at home.
Mañana.
Vasectomy show tomorrow. We'll see you there.
Oh, it's a vasectomy show.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Star of the show. What's happening?
Yeah, that is outstanding.
Wear the shirt with spaghetti straps tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show.